This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado lawmakers are getting a 6% raise next year. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The increase came about because of a 2024 bill. It created an independent commission to examine and set salaries for elected officials. The commission said Colorado lawmakers and statewide officials were underpaid compared to similar states and factoring in the cost of labor. The report recommends big increases for some offices. The next attorney general will see a 45% pay increase. The next governor would get an 11% boost. The raises automatically go into effect January 1st, unless the legislature changes that. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
9 hospitals in Colorado could face cuts to services or even closure because of health cuts made by the Republican majority in Congress. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Those cuts were to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. It was aimed at limiting spending and lowering taxes. An analysis from nonprofit consumer group Public Citizen lists hospitals large and small facing trouble. Veronica Montoya, a Medicaid patient of Denver Health, says she worries major cuts will impact care.
I do think that waits will be longer and you probably won't get as much time with your doctor. They're going to be inundated. I hope that they will not have to lay off any employees.
Denver Health's CEO says it's not at risk of cutting services or closing. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs student is representing the state at a national poetry recitation competition. That's in Washington, D.C. this week. D.B. Henderson attends Coronado High School. He was named Colorado Poetry Out Loud State Champion last month. Out of more than 2,000 students who participated in Colorado's program, competitors at the national event perform several pieces that they'll select from an anthology of hundreds of poems. This is CPR.